Welcome, everybody, to another amazing episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. Very excited to be here. We got special guests. Of course, we're ready to talk some TVs, movies, and, of course, have some fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? On today's show, we got WB throwing out the garbage, turds flying in the wind, and nostalgia continues to trend. We'll talk about these and more. Of course, introduce my co-host, starting with the big man himself, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now.
How you doing, big man?
I'm trying to keep it together, man.
Oh, that's no easy task.
No. Here, you gotta be shitting me.
And of course, we have live from Houston, my brother himself, Chewy. What's going on, brother?
Greetings and salutations.
I like all your Funko Pops in the background, by the way.
Chewy's right, dude.
Is that your new deal? Is that your new
building up my Funko Pop collection? Yeah, I went ahead and just started collecting them now, so I'm full on Funko.
Shit hot.
I'm a Funko man.
Good.
Is that started at the show, or that was something you did before?
No, I got like a couple from like a couple Christmas ago, and I bought my wife a couple, and I was like, okay, that's like, I'm just gonna just go at it full force and start collecting it.
I buy that stuff from my wife. She goes, get that hell shit out of here, man.
My wife loves it, man.
That ain't her gimmick. My wife, that ain't her gimmick.
It's cheap and it's cute.
It's fair.
Look, I got, when you got Deadpool and
poor Deadpool.
Mike Ross.
Deadpool.
That's not Deadpool Ross. McCoy. Come on, dude.
Deadpool. Of course, let me also introduce a special guest returning once again for writing us with his words of wisdom, and I use that term extremely loosely. The Spaniard, the CFO of Left Field Productions and newly head of Haters Corner. Ladies and gentlemen, George, a former host of the Real Mentors Podcast. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, everybody? Glad to be back. What's going on? By the way, happy belated, Mike. You know,
thank you so
you're
much.
Closer to 90. You're closer to 90, and then you
right.
are to 55.
88 and three quarters.
That's how we do it. But I'm glad to see.
It was actually
a
really good day. Good to see everybody that came by and said hi to me while I was at friggin' work. Other than that, it was okay. It was an okay day. When you break the 40 barrier, birthdays begin to mean a lot less.
Oh, I see. They all get blurry and convoluted. Is that how it goes?
That's right.
Yeah,
but you were, that was in the 60s back then, right?
Yeah.
Hey-o. So, George, man, what's going on? We haven't, it's been, a couple of months since you joined us last?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
Have you seen anything new as far as TV? Well, let's get you up to speed as far as where you're at with what you've seen.
I've seen a couple of, like, you know, Luke Cage. I finished seeing that. You know, then I saw Mission Impossible. You know, I did see it, which, by the way, I got to say it in my Spanish way. You know, Tom Cruise está loco pa carajo. You know, but it's crazy beyond any means.
But
that's what makes
it
interesting.
Yeah, we're still waiting for our Once Upon a Time recap, by the way.
Sorry, that show's canceled. That show's been canceled.
The show was over before it started.
7 years, bro.
At 7 years, he's not getting back.
Nope. But it is, bro.
I'm not getting back.
We gotta get George some Once Upon a Time Funko Pops. You know,
got those. Yeah, that's what you gotta get me.
But either way,
everything's good, man. Yeah, everything's good, bro. I mean, I'm catching up slowly to some of the stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm not as far ahead as you guys, but I mean, I've seen some of the like latest stuff. You know, like I said, Mission Impossible. You know, Luke Cage. So I'm up to date with a little bit of stuff.
Did you see Glow? Cause I know you like wrestling too. Did you see Glow?
Of course, I did see.
It's excellent, by the way. That second season.
Yeah, it is actually very good. Yeah, it is very good.
Yeah, that's very good.
It's actually, even if you're not a wrestling fan, I highly recommend that show. It's really good.
I think
Chewie's the one that kind of got me started on it, but it's good.
It's funny. It's such an easy watch.
It's not just funny. It's just like, it's so easy to watch. It's quick. It's light. It's not too heavy. It's a blast. It's a great show. It's fun.
Yeah, and they fly by. Like, they don't really drag the shows. Like, it's an easy watch. So
it really is. And speaking of wrestling, and I guess I just saw this deal. They had to bring this up. I know George and Mike are the big wrestling fans here. Kane.
The mayor
of some freaking town in Tennessee or something.
Yeah, he's the mayor in some Tennessee town,
The good thing is if somebody on the city council disagrees, he'll choke slam him to hell.
So how long is it gonna last? Because once they bring up the flames and all that, the pass, the wrestling pass,
yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure the women wrestling pass.
He had kind of a good reputation in the back. He was one of the good guys, not kind of a jerk. So you never hear a bad word about that dude.
Yeah,
I guess. But so obviously he's not wrestling anymore. I didn't even know that, to be honest with you.
He was on hiatus for like a little bit, and then he came back to do something with Daniel Bryan, and then he's going to do sporadic appearances every once in a while,
He must have plenty of money.
I don't think he needs it.
He's been working for WWE over 20 years, I think, so there's that.
Yeah.
No, he's fine. So, but I thought it was interesting. It's kind of following the Body Ventura's footsteps again.
Jesse the Body Ventura. He's following on his footsteps.
Another crazy bastard. But either way, here, let's start off. Start a little light here before we get to the bad shit. Question of the week, of course, in honor of Christopher Robin being released this week. Cute little bear poo, of course. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. Here we got mixed reviews anyway. But
Booty poo.
In light of its release, I want to ask you guys, who is the best animated bear, TV or movies? Plenty to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you some examples. We got Yogi Bear, Baloo, Poe, Kung Fu Panda, Smokey the Bear, Ted, Paddington, to say least, Fozzie Bear. I think I'll put him at the top.
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Waka waka waka.
Awesome. Is he even a bear?
He's a bear.
Is he really a bear? I don't even know what he is.
Yeah, Fozzie Bear.
It's Fozzie the Bear. That's his gimmick.
Yeah.
The weirdest looking bear ever. Bearsting Bear. Care Bears. Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
I used to like watching Gummy Bears back in the day.
Is that like bears. A show? Yeah, it was, dude. Sadly enough.
Is that one of the little cartoons? You remember that? Mike was old. He was too old.
Sorry, dude.
My kids are too old for that nonsense.
I think it was the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears.
So who's the best bear? Who's the top? Who's the top of the mountain?
I'm Baloo. I'm all in on Baloo.
Okay. Yeah. Little Jungle Book for those who are unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
I'm going Ted. I like it raunchy. I like it rough.
That actually is a very funny movie.
Yeah, it's a funny
movie,
though. I do like
Ted. Ted 2 wasn't that bad either. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
That scene at the grocery store.
Yeah.
with the lotion.
Yeah, that was,
too far?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's hilarious. As I forget, Teddy Ruxpin. I know George used to have one of those back in the day.
Hey, I borrowed it from you.
I'm Teddy Ruxpin. God, I never had one of those.
I don't think any boys own that crap.
What happened?
It was Jaime. It was Chewie's. Is that what it was?
I had Chewbacca. I don't know Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a bear just like Fozzie is. Calm down.
Yeah.
Guy. But anyway, let's go out here. What the fudge this week? And I smell bombs. And apparently you're not the only one. WB was sensing a failure in his hands and reeked in there in the form of Mowgli, which was going to be released in October. And the first trailer had dropped a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a take on it's Andy Serkis's directorial debut, I think, based off the Jungle Book, of course, which we saw Disney's version about a year ago, more or less. And they dumped it, man. They dumped it at reportedly $50 million to Netflix.
They dumped it? They dumped it.
$50 million? Wow.
They gave it to Netflix. Netflix bought it out. I know those comments that Andy Serkis came out saying that, oh, it's because it's more of a mature version of the Jungle Book, a mature take on it, and it's more suitable for Netflix as opposed to, not Disney, but more the family film, which people could perceive it to be. Not buying it. WB knew this shit. They're like, dude, this thing is going to be bad. Because there's no way. Because this movie, reported budget was about, reportedly, and nothing confirmed, was upwards to the 100, 150 range.
Right, it was in the box.
It took a bath.
Damn it,
The CG looked terrible. The preview looked bad.
It did. It didn't look good. The trade did not look good at all. And I think there would be sense that they're like, dude, they'd rather lose like $150 to $100 million right off the bat than even take a chance. Because you got to promote a movie that costs $100, $150. Right. You got to pump in $100 million at least. It's coming up in a pretty stuffed fall season. And man, to give it to Netflix like that, man, how bad this movie has to be, man. It's got to be bad, dude.
It's got to be really bad.
It has to be. No faith, really, to at least.
I mean, some people thought it was a sequel because it came after, and then Favreau beat them to the punch or whatever because it was so much better. Like, the Jungle Book was so much better than this.
Yeah, because I think there were
delays in production or whatever.
Yeah, they delayed it. There's a lot of issues with it, but I think they were supposed to come out in the same year as the Jungle Book, and for obvious reasons, they got beat to the punch. They're like, let's just push it back. And they pushed it back, and oh well. And they pushed it over the edge because to dump it on Netflix. Last time we saw this was Chewie's favorite, Cloverfield.
You mean the Cloverfield sequel?
That movie was
horrendous. A stink bomb. What are you drinking,
Paramount,
Chief?
Paramount saw the writing on the wall. They're like, let's just give it to Netflix because Netflix don't give a shit, you know? They don't care about box office. They care less.
No.
$250 million is pretty cheap.
Because they're not gonna spend $100 million to promote it. They're not just in the theater, so
they're not gonna spend.
Actually, they may break even on that deal, but they'll make money in the long run because that's a net loss at that movie. I can smell it.
For WB?
For Mowgli, yeah. I think with the money they drop on production, even if they broke even, they lose.
Yeah, and I don't think that movie was gonna, because that's all, you know, CGI is expensive, and they were doing extensive CGI. That's at least 150, maybe more than 150, to be honest with you. There's no way they're making that money. They're not even worldwide. It didn't look good to begin with, and it's not a family film. So family, if this is a family film, you got a better chance. You hit all four quadrants, you can make some money potentially. But now it's a mature, and it looked mature, and it talked about how it's a little more mature. So now you're not hitting the kid market in there, the family market isn't there. They're not making that money back. They just like, you know what. And you're really saying, I think we're going to see more and more of this. Again, this is the second time this year we've seen it. We're probably going to see some more where things are going to get dumped. The third one, because, and I just saw this movie, and I'll jump into this. Did anybody see Extinction?
With Michael Pena?
The great Michael Pena. The only Pena. Latin actor known to...
Latin representation in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah,
Michael Pena?
Yeah, that was a movie.
The Sancho Panza of Ant-Man.
Exactly. That movie was supposed to be released, and they decided to dump it on Netflix as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, actually, did anybody see that?
Catch it? No, I think I was meant to. Then it's on my list. I was like, I got too much good TV to watch. I've spent 2 hours on this.
Scratch it off the list.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, it's typical Netflix. It's not terrible. It's just it has a really, really great reveal by the first hour of the movie, which changes the whole movie entirely, and it's really cool. I'm not gonna spoil it in case those who want to watch it. It almost seemed like a Black Mirror kind of episode, sort of thing. I would have seen something there. Huh. Really fascinating. However, the first hour to it got there was status quo, and then after that. Great reveal, and I was like, okay, cool, let's see where they go, and they really went nowhere after that. It was just kind of a disappointment.
So it's like one of those things where it's a great idea, and the rest of the movie just doesn't...
Yeah, they didn't explore the good reveal more into it. If they'd done that first 20 minutes and then gone into it, it would have been kind of an interesting concept, really, really cool, but, man, it's kind of a misfire. But that's another one, again, that you know, the studio, they smelled that, this ain't happening, give it to Netflix. Netflix
has become
the dumping ground of movies.
When's Netflix going to stop buying that BS, though? How are they make care. Money on that?
But they just want content. To them, Netflix, it's just content. It's like, get new content. And if you get new content, people see new stuff coming out.
Right, but there's shows on Netflix that have been, like, good and haven't been renewed because they didn't they weren't getting the watches. No, there's something there, dude.
It's just, like you said, they throw spaghetti, throw it against the wall and see what sticks. That's what there is. I mean, they'd rather just put up a bunch of content than... nothing at all and risk losing subscriptions. So I get it. And these movies that are being made, they're not really paying a whole lot. Even for Mowgli, $50 million on the cheap for them. They make tons of money, so they're not paying a lot. And, you know, if you get some eyes on them, whatever. You're talking about it's still a big budget studio film. Not that it's apparently it may not be a good one. That's on Netflix, so that's worth something, I guess, you know. And again, it's worldwide for them, so they, you know, it could have some appeal elsewhere. So I get it.
China.
China likes India. Transformers. They like everything, bro.
They don't like Star Wars.
They don't like Star Wars. They love Transformers. They go for stupid
China. They love Transformers. They love Warcraft.
I don't understand it.
They're the reason why there's a sequel to that stupid Warcraft movie.
Exactly. Anyway, moving along.
But I said, let's go to the big story of the week here. And is Star Wars back on here? What else is new? And I kind of want to get guys' take on this. They announced the cast. No big surprises anywhere, whatever. However, they didn't mention Carrie Fisher returning and using
footage from episode seven. Not episode eight, unused.
Yes. Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No, I thought it was episode 8 footage.
No, unused episode 7
J.J. Abrams, obviously, because he had the footage. Okay. But he's using episode 7 footage. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how to react to that.
I'm not reacting because I don't know what to expect, honestly. I mean, upon course correcting, I'm like, okay, here's another course correction.
Oh, God. I mean...
No, man. I mean, look. Honestly, I thought that the fact that they brought Carrie Fisher in, like they thought they needed closure with her because, you know, like that, and I think that's why they brought the unseen footage.
They had an opportunity to do this in episode 8 with her getting stuck out there in space. She could have just friggin' died, and that would have.
They could have, yeah. They could have.
That to me was ridiculous crap.
Look, Dave Filoni, please take this shit over, please.
Thank you. I mean,
Lucasfilm, Disney, Marvel, whoever owns this shit, please. Hey, Filoni, please.
It may work. Thank you. So now it's like they're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. They got this footage there, so now they have to tailor the story around what they have. Which guy knows what they had? Who knows what kind of footage and how much?
But if they would have just she died before the movie came out. They could have went back in the re-edit. They could have killed her at that space. They could have got rid of that stupid Super Leia bullcrap. One of the worst parts of that movie.
And I know.
And they could have just—they would have been out of it. Now they're doing something stupid.
I don't know. Again, because they're in a tough spot. I get it. Because listen, I didn't want to see her getting killed off screen. That's kind of cheap. I didn't want to see that. And they obviously weren't gonna do CGI Leia, and they weren't gonna recast her. So
at this point, why not? I mean, Jesus Christ, why are you so anti CGI at this point? You're gonna keep her around, and you're not gonna have new footage. What are you gonna do?
I don't know
if you can look up the story to
fit what you have. And when it doesn't fit, then what? Oh, shit. I got to reshoot with something.
My vote was always to recast her for that matter.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, she ain't the first one to die during production. We've seen it before.
Dame Judi Dench is Princess Leia.
Dumbledore?
Meryl Streep. I mean, many, many great actors.
But you know what? The Dumbledore thing was the guy that ended up playing Dumbledore is even better than the original. I mean,
yeah, that happened.
Well, I like Richard Harris.
Richard Harris was great, but the next guy was even better. So,
and you know that a lot of people felt that Luke Skywalker got, you know, like ruined. Like they ruined this character in Episode 8 or whatever. So you know, like they didn't want to ruin Carrie Fisher too. You know, like, I mean, really?
They already did. Sorry.
Mark Cable's still alive.
I mean, yeah, that's true, dude. I mean,
he ain't dead.
He's supposed to be in episode 9
as a Force ghost, so there's that.
Flashback or something, yeah. Whatever.
I think Force ghost makes the most sense. I mean, obviously, we'll see more down the road, but whatever. You got Lando coming back. I know we talked about him a couple weeks back, whatever, when they announced it.
You got old Billy D. Williams.
Old Billy D. 45, and, you know, in the galaxy far, far away. Right.
Goodness.
Damn right, dude.
But, yeah, it seemed a little off. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess time will tell because we don't know how much footage they had and how they're going to integrate that. I just think it's a little awkward.
Yeah, and I was there with you, Mike. I didn't like that Super Leia business over there with the space.
I don't think none of us liked Super Leia.
No, that was that. It was bad.
It was terrible.
Super Leia.
Super terrible. Yeah.
I'm telling you, when she opened her eyes and put her arm forward, all of a sudden in my brain was playing.
Oh God.
Terrible.
But anyway, so we'll see. Time will tell. I know the production has finally started on that. So. Yes. We get a couple of pictures here and then nothing that really gets anybody excited, at least not till probably next year. I think Star Wars Celebration, like last 2 years ago, we'll get the trailer dropping, of course.
You know that Disney is trying to buy back the rights, right?
Of?
Yeah, like of all the Star Wars production, like from TNT and TBS. Yeah, so that they can air it in their Disney streaming.
They own rights to run the movies through 2024.
Oh, right. Yeah, because they want to put them on the streaming channel.
They
want to
put them exclusively on the streaming network.
Yeah, so they're trying to buy it back.
They are out of luck.
Well, they can always
sell that back to them.
I mean, honestly, who doesn't own that movie at this point, dude? I mean, really? I mean, really?
Anyway,
I mean, it's like it came out 2 days, like 2 weeks.
I know, man. I know. It's like, come on, guys.
Look, you had 40 years to get it.
Super duper 4K edition. I mean, Jesus Christ.
If you didn't get it last 40 years, you're not getting it. That's the way I look at it. Exactly. But either way, let's move on to another questionable thing here, and that's a new tenant to the trailer park.
All right.
Venom, of course, dropped early this week. George, I'll start with you. I assume you saw the trailer.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm optimistic, but I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I honestly, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen, because it has potential to look horrible, and then it has the potential to be good. I'm like so iffy on it. I don't even know. Like, it's like, do I wait? Do I not? Like, I don't know. I need to wait more. Like,
did you like how he looked?
No. Comes out in a few months. What are you going to wait for?
I thought it was horrendous. Like, the way that he looked at the first time when they showed him, it goes, I'm Venom or whatever. I didn't like it at all. So, like, I stopped kind of watching after that, at that point. But I mean, I don't know. That could be, I see a lot of rolling eyes over there. But you know, maybe you all liked it, but I didn't.
Well, I'm not saying that.
It's too bad we can't see his rolling eyes, but whatever. Let's move on.
Mike, what'd you think about it?
I didn't like it at all. In fact, it made it. The trailer before this, I thought, was better than this one. Just my crap opinion.
Chewy?
I want to see it. I mean, what the hell? I mean,
he does want to see it, but he's not going to like it. Oh, he will see it. He will like it because he's paying to see it. So there's that.
Well, I don't know if I'm paying, because I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to. Well, I obviously the kids aren't going to see this, so either a date night or not.
You got to con your wife into going to it too, which is another thing.
I don't have to con her for anything, dude. All right, Mister Solo and the Notebook or whatever you lost that, bet on.
That's true, Mike.
That's true.
Stop it. Touché, yeah.
It's okay. I can take my abuse.
Hey, don't worry, Mike, because Joyce does also own a copy of the Notebook, if memory serves.
I do.
But whatever.
So you're not the only one in the Real Mentors copy in here that has lost the wager.
He's got the 4K, you know.
The 4K!
Yeah, the 25th anniversary edition.
Bonus footage.
Extra pages on the Notebook, Guy. Extra pages on the Notebook.
They use shot footage, unseen footage, with Jason Momoa from the original Game of Thrones season 1, and toss it in there.
That's right. You are my moon and my stars.
But I didn't like it, dude. I don't know, man.
I don't think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be really bad.
Is it going to bomb?
I'm swiping way left. I think it is.
I don't smell a bomb, per se. I don't smell success either.
Look, Tom Hardy's not box office gold, dude. Tom Hardy is not box office gold.
No.
I like Tom Hardy, man.
I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm saying that he's not he's like Gary Oldham. They don't.
He's no Tom Cruise,
movies are not,
but he's
guaranteed.
He's no Tom Cruise, but he's no. I mean, you know, John Turturro either, dude. I mean, geez, man.
Yeah, I'm so curious about this. I really want it to be good because the premise is good, but it looked weird. A whole did he say? Because I know people have different variations of it. Did he really say turd in the wind at the end of that trailer? Like, what the fuck is that?
Said what?
There's something about a turd in the wind. We're talking about, like, he's going to kill the guy in the end, like, in the grocery store, and he's, like, taking your arms off and your face off and whatever.
He did say that. Yeah.
What is that? What's turd in the wind? Is that a saying? I don't know
what that is.
What is
that? Yeah, he's trying to make it a saying, like a meme or something.
I didn't realize turd just flew in the wind randomly.
Actually,
okay.
A turd that's flying in the wind is that movie.
Yeah. To do hell.
Maybe.
Maybe.
George has already ordered the pre-sale for the 4K Venom version. For my the Venom notebook crossover.
How you kind of the Venom book.
The hopes. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it at all. I was kind of excited. You're right, Mike. The second trailer I thought was a better one. This one was kind of a letdown, but it is.
No, Mike said the second one was worse, didn't he?
No. I said the second one was better.
Oh, okay.
But listen.
Oh, okay.
This is what I think they did. I think they listened to their critics too much. By critics, I mean the fanboys, by saying we need to see more Venom. You know, blah blah blah. Instead, we got way too much Venom, and
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think this is getting sold to Netflix, but at the same time,
it's gonna hit the theater.
This is in the theater, obviously. I think it's got enough interest where I think it can still open up okay, but not really bomb per se. I don't know how expensive.
I think it might be a bomb.
George, is Pikachu still with you?
Yeah, he's still with me.
See if you can look up the production budget of Venom. I'm kind of curious how much that movie costs. For old time's sake, let's get Pikachu in the payroll again.
$1.
In the meantime, there's a movie tender here, of course, right and left, and the following topics. And we'll start with a bunch of nostalgia here. I guess that's the flavor of the month. You know, obviously we got things like Roseanne popping up, and we got Frasier, I guess, being rebooted. Apparently, Murphy Brown.
Everything's coming back, man.
It's all coming. We got an Alf reboot being done. It's like rocking a bullwinkle. You know, bullwinkle's like, here, put a rabbit on my hat again. Is it here
again?
Another one. It's like, and it's a bunch. So we'll start with the first one here. They announced not a reboot, but a prequel, but whatever. Still same crap for the Sandlot classic. Killing Me Smalls, focusing more on the Beast, which is the ghost of the dog in the movie. I'm not sure how you actually do a movie around that, but so this has been greenlit. Mike,
I don't know, man. That movie's a classic, so it's tough. I generally, when you wait this long to go back, it's not worth going back to.
I don't know if it was worth going back. I mean, I love the first movie, but I don't know if it needed a prequel. A Chewy?
Right, I just left think it's a kid's classic. That's one of those movies.
It is. It's great.
Yeah. I don't need it when you need a prequel. No. Left.
George?
You know what? The original is 25 years from the original with the anniversary. So maybe a lot of people were excited. I mean, I know there were bobbleheads and autograph signings, and they got the cast all together except for the Jet Rodriguez. So I think that's probably got it igniting, you know, like the flame to bring the movie back again. There were sequels after, which were not successful.
Yeah, straight to DVD.
Oh, okay.
There's been like 3 Sandlot movies.
Two or three. Yeah.
So that was pre-Netflix, straight to DVD, instead of straight to Netflix?
Exactly.
Many moons ago.
Netflix isn't straight to DVD. If they brought back like something, you know, like maybe, I don't know, because what are they going to do? Because if it's
that's
a prequel,
they're going to be seeing Dracula 2000.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it has the potential to be, you know, something that might, you know, be, you know, curious, but I don't know if it's going to be, you know, like it's going to wear out if they release it too late.
I'm swiping left.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, but I mean, like I said, I need to see something first before I even make a decision.
I don't even want to see anything. I just don't think it's going to be good.
Nope.
I don't want to see. Left for me. I should just leave that alone. I don't see any appeal to it, but whatever. The second one, this is kind of interesting. We'll start with Chewy here. So we got Kick-Ass 2 director, which is already. So it is a Blumhouse production. I'm good with that. And they got a Fantasy Island remake.
Oh, God, dude, left. Oh, my God.
Really?
Seriously? Seriously?
Ricardo Montalban classic, the Corinthian Leatherman himself, Khan.
Deep lane, boss.
Deep lane. Left? Really?
No.
Okay.
Left.
Wow.
Left.
Okay.
Left at Albuquerque, dude.
All right. George?
Not even curious at all, bro. Left. Way left.
Man, you guys are worse. Mike, you were in your 20s, so you're kind of old enough for the show.
Fantasy Island without Hervé Villechaize, to me, is nothing.
Oh, by the way, they're saying the production value for Venom is $40 million. Like they were saying, it's one of the lowest.
That's not that bad.
That's it?
Oh, that's what they were saying. Yeah, they were saying that it's only $40 million.
They'll probably make money.
It'll make money. It'll make 40, like 25 to 30 opening. It's fine. It'll make money.
It says the most budget efficient AAA Marvel property or whatever, but like that. I don't know.
Interesting.
Association with Marvel, but yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I kind of like this idea though. Well, I'm not alone here. I'm going right. Wow. Because Fantasy Island, I mean, I don't remember the show, to be honest with you.
No man is an island, brother.
Apparently.
There is one person.
But there is. This is, I know, Mike, did you ever see, I know you were probably the only one old enough to actually watch the show when it was on air. Did you ever see it?
I did, believe it or not, yes.
Because I hear it's got a lot of dark stuff to it at times.
Nah. You know what they tried to do? It was like a show that had like three different people that were on the island and had three different situations. They're like vignettes. It wasn't a good show. It really wasn't. They tried to do some kind of like almost Twilight Zone stuff with it, but it was never good enough to be anything close to Twilight Zone.
But that could work. But they can take that premise and make it work in these times, especially with Blumhouse behind it. At least the idea of there's something kind of weird in the island, kind of dark, and can make this some dark comedy to it. I think it could work. I'm going right on this. Surprisingly, I'm going right on this. I mean, I know the Kick-Ass 2 director doesn't build any confidence, and I get that. Next one here. I'll start with you, George. The guy who directed, his name David Leitch, I think, Leitch, who directed the first John Wick, Deadpool 2 and all that, been helmed to direct Enter the Dragon remake.
The Bruce Lee, or is it Bruce Lee?
The Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon back in 1977, I think, I don't know.
You know what? I haven't seen a trailer, but I'm curious about it. I would be curious to see his new take on it. I mean, as long as it's not the Bruce Leroy, i.e. with the Who Am I, am I the Meanest, which is still a classic.
It's not Bruce Leroy, that's for sure. No, it's not that dragon. I mean, exactly what you're talking about. The Black Shogun?
Yeah, exactly. The Black Shogun of Harlem, i.e. In Search of the Globe. Which, by the way, that's still a classic.
It's really bad, but it's kind of good. But you're down for that, down for remake there, for Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, why not? It's been a while. Maybe they got one of these new martial artists or whatever, that can probably, make the crossover. Like the one that what's this guy's name? The guy from On Back, that he's in 22 Mile.
That's the guy from The Raid.
From The Raid, sorry.
Something
like that, like one of these young martial artists or whatever. I'm kind of curious. Maybe they can be the next, the guy to break through. So why not?
Mike, what do you think, Mike?
I don't know. I think, I'm going to swipe right because I kind of like, karate movies for the most part. I'm going to give it a try.
Chewy?
I'll go right.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a good
It's not like the movie is the greatest of ever, so it might be better now.
But I generally enjoy those, so it's like...
That could make that could be a really good remake, and then this guy who knows how to direct action, it's kind of a good marriage there. And as long as they don't do an Iron Fist and cast some guy who doesn't know how to fight,
in Jones,
then I'm fine with it. They don't put Chris Hemsworth because what I don't want to see that, or The Rock or some shit like that. Give us a guy like you're right, like the guy from The Raid, Ico Y or Tony Jaa.
The Rock makes
who knows.
The Rock is bacon for movies, dude. Come on,
nah, bro,
He is movie ketchup, but he does not write for Enter the Dragon, dude. He's not. I don't want to see
I said, make some guy like the Raid or somebody like Tony Jaa or something.
Someone who knows martial arts. Because, that was the appeal of Bruce Lee is that, he had good charisma on screen, but he knew how to fight. It's legitimate.
Even Jackie Chan for that movie.
Jackie Chan's too old. He's too old.
I know he is now, but I'm just saying,
he would be like Exit the Dragon at this
point. For real?
he's not entering nothing at this point.
He's entering his deathbed,
George
maybe.
Brandon, funny.
Well, he's still younger than Mike, but then again.
I didn't realize you brought Lenny Bruce back tonight, dude.
Hey, imagínate.
Wait.
I've been waiting for that one.
And next one up, and I dare I even ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And George, I'll start with you because you always get a surprising answer sometimes. A reboot of Charlie's Angels starring Chris.
Dios mío. Really, bro? Do we need to bring Charlie's Angels into this?
You never know, dude. I'm just saying, dude. Maybe they can do something good with it. So you don't like this, I see.
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, the fact that the Drew Barrymore and company, you know, they already tried it once, you know, and it was okay. But
twice.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
You're killing me, dude.
Hey, it was entertaining.
You're killing me.
Oh my god, dude! Entertaining.
You're killing me. It's an action movie.
What can I do? It's entertaining. It's an action movie.
It's not entertaining. It's terrible.
Entertaining, dude. Netflix don't even want to show that, dude.
Bueno, you know, but no, I'm swiping way left on. You know, like no.
Netflix is swiping left.
Yes, no.
They probably brought it to him first. They're like, no. They have standards now. They, you know,
yeah. I mean, actually, Netflix is actually canceling some of the shows, like from what I hear.
They direct to 8-track tape.
Take 8-track.
Yeah, yeah, no.
8-track.
Mike, are you on board with swiping left on this?
Absolutely, friggin' not. I'm going left, like crazy.
But hold up, can it do any worse? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, it can be bad.
I mean, Kristen Stewart, really?
Look, dude, with our luck, we'll end up with that girl, that water buffalo from friggin' Saturday Night Live, and freaking.
Kristen Wiig, not Kristen Wiig.
And freaking Michelle McCarthy or whatever her name is, Melissa McCarthy.
What's the one who did Bridesmaids, the big girl,
Miss McCarthy.
McCarthy. Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
I mean, isn't the spy who dumped me? You know, the spy who dumped me a little Charlie's Angels remake.
Yeah, but that's freaking what's her face. That movie will make money.
I don't know. I'm betting against it. Yeah. It doesn't look good. Chewy, your thoughts on the Charlie's Angel, you know.
Don't ask. Next topic.
See, he's like, next. He already swiping left on it before we even next.
Yes. Hey, what if they got The Rock, dude? That's one of the angels.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's Charlie.
Wait a minute. No, they're not going to do that because
it's a comedy.
Because he's not a real transgender.
Now, that'd be funny, dude. That'd be funny.
Come on. You see what I'm saying, dude? It can work.
Cross-dressing?
But they would get pissed because he's not a real transgender.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he can be a guy. It doesn't have to be a...
Yeah, be like Bosom Buddies, dude.
Yeah, he's Charlie.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, there you go, Bosom Buddies. No, that's genius right there.
He's going to set off the Twitter mafia.
I got a minute on the man.
Let's license it.
Let's go.
Good idea.
Yeah, throw the rock and lo que sea.
Make a pilot. Let's do it.
So let's move on with Charlie's Angels. A couple more here, but not... There's nothing to do with nostalgia. But before we get to those last two topics, as far as this whole nostalgia thing, I know Mike, you seem down on that. I know George, you like this kind of stuff because you.
By the way, sorry, I got one for you. How do you all feel about that Alf reboot? You know, like I heard of through the grumblings that there was an Alf reboot. Hey, you know, we're talking about reboots and stuff. There was an Alf reboot on mentioned.
I'll say this.
I'll say this. If The Rock is playing Alf, then I'm in.
you never know, bro. It's possible.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, with the Alf episode on Mr. Robot, that was gold, dude. I don't know. You're right.
Yeah, but come on. That's a little feature. I'm not asking for a reboot
of the series, so it's a difference.
Would you watch it? You watch it, though. You give it a shot.
I don't know. But I didn't watch it much the first time around, dude. I mean, yeah, it was funny.
I'm not watching it now.
But it's not like, you know.
Go ahead.
When it comes to nostalgia, I'll watch the Goldbergs because that's all 80s stuff, and it's great because they don't focus on Alf for the whole season. It's just an episode. So, yeah, I don't know, dude.
I mean, are we? I know George, you're big on this nostalgia thing than most of us, because again, we're Fuller House and you like all that old stuff. Yeah, I know you. Are you down with this? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, people like the Roseanne was doing well until, you know, obviously.
Yeah, until she made the until Roseanne. She dropped her Twitter bombs.
Right. So, I mean, but are you down with this whole nostalgic movement here? I mean, is this like, do you want to see Frasier, Murphy Brown? Or I mean, is this
the way to go on here? No, because I mean, maybe at first, but then you know they run the potential of being stale, like what happened. You're like, eventually the nostalgia runs dry.
Like, well, Michael, I'll ask you, Mike, what about if it was like a Seinfeld reunion comeback or whatever?
You know what? I would watch Seinfeld because I think it's a great show. But, I mean, you know, it's...
But I just think Jerry Seinfeld
wouldn't be associated with something that was crappy.
Yeah, but he left on top. Like, people want to see more. There's right. some that they were waning on viewership or on viewers, and then that's probably why they got canceled in the first place.
No offense. Or there were shows like Elf that were never anything. And Murphy Brown and Frasier didn't leave on top, dude. Those shows were on forever, dude. They left when they needed to go.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Frasier needed to go and because it was already,
And Seinfeld, sorry, but that was on the back end of those last few seasons. Sorry, sure. dude. It was on the way down.
Agreed.
That needed to go.
I agree too.
I agree. And I mean, most shows do run the course because they can't help themselves. They get greedy. They want to go on. They want to money.
There's so many funny things you can do.
What about Breaking Bad? Is that if there was a reboot or a continued? You know,
that's not a reboot. That'll be a continuation if he decides. But there's nothing to continue.
Yeah, exactly. He's dead. Well, yeah, yes, exactly. I know he's dead. But I'm talking about the Better Call Saul. You know, like the prequel. If they continue, like how far can they go into it? You know, like
but
how far
can they go into it? You know, as long as they focus on the show.
Saul, then it's not Breaking Bad.
Right. It has some elements of it, of course.
Yeah.
And it should. And I think obviously, speaking of which, it starts again in
Monday.
In 2 days, which I'm excited about. Yeah. And we'll talk about that.
Save it for the TV section, dude.
Well, no, we'll talk about Saul next. We're not going to bring him up now. We'll talk about him in the next couple of weeks. Once you see a couple episodes, you know, let it get some momentum there. We'll talk about it. But that was a bit, again, that's a prequel. It's not the same thing. It's not 10 right. years later. I mean, Saul came out a year or two after Breaking Bad ended. Am I wrong on that?
Right.
Yeah,
more or less.
The same time.
A couple of years.
Maybe a year. But these other shows are coming out. We're talking about years, like Fuller House, Roseanne. We're talking about years. Like more than 10 years, easily. Frasier was back in the 90s. Murphy Brown, 90s, right, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people like, but people watch them though. I mean, for whatever it's worth, people are watching this.
It was 2 years.
People watch it for a couple of episodes.
Yeah, it was 2 years after Breaking Bad ended, 2013.
It was still fresh. Yeah, it was still fresh. It wasn't like, you know.
But they're watching Roseanne. Like, for example, Roseanne got good ratings because people were watching it to see what kind of stupid shit she would say or do.
Yeah, eventually she messed up herself. You know, like I think people were waiting for that. You know, they were waiting to see what mistakes she would make, and hence there it went.
Right. That's fine. I mean, George, if they say like in a couple of years, if they bring back Once Upon a Time, are you watching? I mean, would that accept?
Nah. I mean,
dude,
I put out the petition.
What are you talking about, dude?
Wait, stop being. I know you're the head of the fan club, bro. You know, like,
George,
I send it to you.
You're just a petition to get James Gunn to direct Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ahead of that list, but no. I stopped watching it after season 6 or whatever.
After it ended. Yeah, how convenient.
Hey, there was a season 7 that I didn't watch. Look at The Walking Dead. They're on season 9 with Rick Grimes or whatever.
And nobody's watching that show anymore.
He's jumping ship.
We don't talk Walking Dead. Thanks for bringing it up, dude. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's The Walking Dead right there.
Go join Chris Hardwick after the show.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we're right. Talking Dead.
He's not feeling so good either, is he?
Well, he's back though. They brought his
host. He's back. They cleared him, so he's back. They cleared
cleared him.
Yeah, they cleared him, so he's gonna host it again. I guess to conclude the investigation, whatever that's worth.
What was he being investigated for?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
Said he beat the crap out of his girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Okay, bien. Sort of Urban Meyer, right? Yeah. This is too soon.
Not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
He just. Whatever, there's nothing in
there. Show's devolving real quick, dude. Let's move on.
George has George's left field stuff. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Let's go on last two topics here. Matt Reeves talked about Batman. And he's out there, and it's a huge right for me, confirming this is Batman will not be an origin story.
Yeah, it's not yours.
How many origin stories do we need, bro?
Exactly. That's really good. Right. Nobody was sure, so I think he's finally confirmed it.
Yeah.
Did they confirm who Batman is?
No, because he's still in the final stages of the script. So
yeah, but I think he's still talking to Ben Affleck potentially, or staying on.
I feel good about that.
So let's do a thing here. So we should start with you. Let's assume, do a tender on this one. Let's assume they go ahead and announce it is Ben Affleck. What do you feel about it? You right, left on that?
I'm right. I'm right.
Really?
Because it's not. I mean, Ben Affleck is not writing the script. He's not directing it. So I like his portrayal of Batman. So I'm not worried if they have Ben Affleck. I'm worried about what the story is.
Thank you. Mike, are you on board with that?
I'm absolutely 100% on board with that.
Yeah. So am I. If it's Ben Affleck on it, people were skeptical, and then he proved that he could do it. So
absolutely.
No, I think he played Batman and Bruce Wayne fine.
Yeah, he did a good job. Now, if it was The Rock.
He was a high point of Justice League.
Here we go with The Rock again, dude.
Can I don't know, put The Rock as Batman, bro. Bruce Wayne and Batman, I.
The Rock signal.
Bald Batman.
the people's eyebrow, I. And he answers. He's there.
Joker smells what he's cooking. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know if I want to see. I like Affleck. I do. But at the same time, kind of like WB to go a different direction. It's nothing to do with Ben Affleck. He was great. I'm fine with it. Just the whole thing, the whole regime here, the early part of DC, just seems like it needs to be kind of washed out a little bit. You know, okay. And that's just, you know, wait, what I'm saying?
Who do you want to see?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's 100 actors can play. I mean, no one thought Ben Affleck was the right choice to begin
true.
With. And so you can get any actor.
I thought he did a great job.
No, he was great. But I'm saying no one was jumping for joy when I said Ben Affleck was cast as Batman.
No.
Christian Bale wasn't a big name either when he got cast.
So
Michael Keaton, no one liked either.
Let's spitball it here a little bit.
Well, okay. So, I'm trying to think.
We'll go with Chewie first. What do you got, Chewie?
Who's your Batman?
I want Ben Affleck, dude. I don't know what the issue is. I'm sticking with
him. I mean, I do too.
I really don't mind those early talks about Jake Gyllenhaal. I didn't mind that. To be honest, I thought that'd be kind of interesting.
His
choice.
Chin is too thin.
I mean,
his chin's too thin.
Okay. Wow.
Nitpicking. Good lord, dude.
This guy's name? The guy that was
pecs,
Robin.
His pecs are a little underdeveloped.
For real. What about like someone like Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer's a good choice.
I don't know if he's got the gravitas, dude. I mean, wasn't he the Lone Ranger?
Right, but he's done good stuff, good acting.
That was an awful movie.
That was his bad one. I'm not going to put that on his shoulders.
What good movie has he done? Run It By Me.
Call Me By Your Name.
Social Network.
I don't think I saw a Social Network. It wasn't much of a – I mean, it was a good movie, but, I mean, it wasn't Arm & Hammer.
No, but we've seen Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. I didn't see that one.
He was fantastic. He was really, really, really good. The other one, Brother of a Nation, was really good as well. So he's got the chops, and he's got the...
I forgot he was... See, like, I forgot he was in there, so, like, his performance didn't stick out. I saw the movie, and I completely forgot he was in there.
But, I mean, he's got the look, he's got the size. You need that little bit of that look and size. I mean, Ben Affleck was still a big guy, and obviously he worked out.
No, he's big, but yeah, he's tall guy, yeah.
Yeah, he was jacked, let's be honest.
How about John Hamm?
People say that. I don't see John Hamm, dude.
Yeah, no.
I'm not with that at all. I heard Ryan Gosling. No.
He's too close boy.
Yeah. I like Ryan Gosling, but I know.
Is he like too much pretty boy? He can pull off the Batman, maybe.
I mean, he was pretty dark and gritty in Blade 2049, but even then, I didn't see a Batman.
Driver, he was gritty as well, and he kicked some ass. But Driver? I think it's called Driver. Yeah, it's a small movie that he did.
I'm thinking Baby Driver. Like, sorry,
no. Driver's not the same one. Yeah. But I mean, I don't see it either. I know George. You probably want Javier Bardem in there.
He cannot play the Latin Batman.
He wants Antonio Banderas.
Just get a Latin Batman, dude. Just get Michael Peña.
No, Cheech Marin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Latin Batman, bro. Eugenio Derbez ahí or something.
Let's get Michael Peña directed by James Gunn Batman, dude. Let's do this.
Eso mismo.
Done.
Lock it in, dude.
Lock it in.
But speaking of Ben Affleck, last one here, funny his name had come up. He's got his next movie set to direct with Matt Damon. And there's no name of the movie yet. But based on the Monopoly scam that happened years ago, about a guy who scammed that contest.
You mean the McDonald's.
Yeah,
the McDonald's Monopoly game.
Yes, and he won like millions and millions of dollars. He scammed him. I don't know the details of the story, but it sounds kind of interesting.
I heard about it in Dan Levitard. It was on the 790 a couple of days ago. It was he was talking to the guy who wrote it. It was the guy would pass out the tickets to his friends, and then he trusted like criminal lords or whatever, what may have you, with those tickets. He would sell them off to people, and he would be like, oh, this is this, and like, he would get 50,000 for it. And like trade it off like that, and then the guy was very into security himself and whatever, and he's the one who did everything with the monopoly. He did it for 12 years. He got away with it for 12 years. But he scammed people for 12 years.
How did he get the tickets? Like, did he work for McDonald's or something?
He worked for a third party company, and he would supply his job was to stick the stickers on the fries and all that, the winning tickets or whatever. So he would replace it with blanks, and then he would keep the ones for himself, and then he would sell it off to his friends.
So he would sell it for a portion of the value of the winnings.
Exactly. Essentially. And he would keep some of the money. Yeah. And he did that for like 12 years, and then he tried to be very tight-lipped about everything. He wouldn't steal anything, but he's the one that he would steal himself. Like, he didn't let anybody in his department steal, but he was the one stealing everything. He did it for like 12 years. Wow. Yeah, it was very interesting.
That's a cool story. I like that. I wouldn't mind it. And I like Ben Affleck as a director, not his last movie notwithstanding, but he had all kinds of issues there, so I'll forgive him for that. But it sounds interesting. Mike, what do you think?
I think it's an interesting premise for a movie.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really sell it that much justice. The story's a lot more interesting, than what. But I did. But
you know Ben Affleck.
No, that sounds interesting.
But yeah, like he basically did a lot of stuff, and he made a lot of money, with that that game Monopoly.
Well, what if I told you that it wasn't Matt Damon but The Rock playing the? No, I'm just kidding.
then I'm in.
What the Rock and any goddamn poor Rock.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, it's like, what script? It doesn't matter the script. I mean, it has The Rock in it.
You know what I would like to see, though, in all seriousness, like when we talk Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 7, we have the villain as The Rock going against Tom Cruise. There.
Ooh, that's good, man.
That sounds great.
How awesome. That'd be epic right there, dude. That'd be
the most The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah, but he's tied up. He's tied up with Fast and Furious, so
It's a fantasy. Unfortunately, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. I mean, I'm just saying
that would be the ultimate.
Let's do a little TV here. Now, we don't got a whole lot. I'm running out of time anyway. But myself, we got time nowhere. I don't think I caught new, and I'm true. I don't know if you started it. Mike, I don't know if any of you guys have seen this. Michael George. It's a USA show, which I didn't hear about until I got on Netflix. Season 2 just started in USA, but The Sinner.
Yes.
Jessica Biel produced it. She starred in it with, of course, starring one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. from Independence Day fame.
Bill Pullman.
He still won't go quiet into the night. he's really good in the show. Has anybody seen this?
I started it based on what you had said. I had a little bit of time to dig into something new at work. And I must say, you are correct. Season 1 so far is pretty damn good, dude.
It's good, man. It's really good.
I'm not going to start season 2 until I finish season 1, so I'm kind of going through it day by day. But season 2 just started. I think episode 1 was last week. Episode 2 was on Wednesday. So yeah. I should be able to finish it and catch up with season 2 on USA Wednesday
night. I heard season 2, I guess, really
is better.
Good reviews.
I think the storytelling of the murder is a lot better than in season 1. And season 1 is pretty good so far. I'm 3 episodes in, so.
No, it's good. It's fascinating. Just a quick synopsis. First episode, we have Jessica Biel's character. You got a kid and a husband, whatever, and she's at the beach one day, and she just for no known reason, she just ends up stabbing this kid at the beach.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that she killed it.
Not a kid.
Yeah. Well, a young guy, whatever. He stabs him for no reason, apparently, and now they're kind of figuring out why she ended up doing that to begin with. So it gets very dark. Obviously, I finished watching it. Very intriguing, though. Bill Pullman is really good in the show. Yeah. You got George. Yeah, I know George. George, Mike, you haven't seen it, right? I assume.
No, I haven't seen it.
Not yet, no.
But that's one I think.
Put on your list.
Yeah, put it on the queue.
Yeah, it's on the list. I think, Mike, I think you might find that pretty interesting. It's not the greatest thing of all time, but it's really good, solid storytelling. And season 2, I hear, like I said, Chewie mentioned, got really good reviews the first couple episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That were pre-screened and all that. And I think the season 2 picks up with Bill Pullman's character because he's really.
Oh, he's still in it. Okay, good.
No, yeah, he's still in it. Yeah, exactly. So because he's a detective, so I guess he's following the next murder case or whatever the case is. I don't know too much about season two, but that's one I really recommend you guys watch. I just put it on. So let me just check it out. And boom, that one really hit for me. Have you guys seen anything, Chewy? I know you got some stuff.
Yeah, I finished up. Humans finished up. That was 8-episode arc for season 3. I think you're not a fan, but I like it. I enjoyed it, and they've taken each season a different angle. It's not a robot uprising, so I think that's what you were worried about when the show started and how it evolved. So it's not a robot uprising show, but it's pretty interesting. It's more dynamic between humans and robots. It's a good show on AMC, and obviously AMC does good stuff. Cloak and Dagger wrapped up this past week. I'm not sure if you ever got around to starting that, but it's on. It might be on your list. Yeah.
Has anybody seen that?
I didn't even know it started. I didn't even know it started.
It finished.
I hear it's good, though. I hear it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, man.
I hear it's good.
It's good. Yeah. I think it's 8 episodes, season 1. I get it. It's Marvel TV. It's on Freeform. It's not on Netflix, so obviously it's not as graphic as Punisher or Daredevil. But it's still good writing, good story, young actors, and it ties into the MCU universe. So there's a crossover with Luke Cage.
I think it's fair to say it's better than Inhumans.
Shoot, by far, dude.
Mike's favorite show of the year.
Mike's don't even picked up a season 2, dude. So for it's gonna come out next spring. So definitely watch if you can.
It has a crossover with Iron Fist season 1. They have the drunken master in the show.
Stupid guy. Another one that I started watching, and I'm behind on this, but I actually started now that I got Hulu, I've been catching up on some of the Hulu shows. And I was going to say, man, I really like Handmaid's Tale, dude. I know you
it's
didn't
a
like
good
it
show. It just didn't work for me. And not because it's bad. I just didn't resonate for whatever reason.
Oh, well, I mean, it was like Emmy didn't win the Emmy for season 1. So I had no idea what the show was. So I was like, oh, let me put it on. Let me see what the hype is about. It's really good, man. I enjoyed it.
It's just not for me. I just couldn't get into it for whatever reason. I just, you know, some shows you just, whatever. But it's well made. It's really well done.
Yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea. I eat on Pokemon, but yeah. Like, I could see how it could be good for,
I agree. Yeah,
it's no Once Upon a Time, but, you know.
True. Yeah, but what is, you know?
Exactly. Agreed.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe but, Rock would have been in Once Upon a Time, it would still be on the air, you know? But sorry.
The only thing he will make better is that.
He wouldn't have made that better, dude. No. Sorry.
I'd rather see him with Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, for real. Ongoing shows. Preacher, obviously, still on. I think midway through season 3.
I haven't started it yet, man. I gotta get on that.
I know, dude. It's really, really good, dude.
I'm probably going to end up binging. I just rather binge it these days and watch it like that.
No,
I
mean, that's fine. You can binge it, yeah.
Yeah, there's few shows like Saul I'll watch, but anything else, it's hard. Or Game of Thrones, obviously. Yeah. It's just hard to watch a show week to week, and I'd rather binge it. It's just so you get used to it.
Of course, dude.
Yeah, we spoke about it in nauseam. I think that Netflix has ruined, you know, our viewing pleasure. Nobody's there like week to week anymore. Nobody.
I do.
It's not ruined. I just think it's not. I wouldn't say it's ruined. It just changed it. That's all. It's a change.
Yeah.
It changed reviewing habits.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, better or worse, that's whatever.
Yeah. As far as August shows, we're looking forward to obviously Saw drops Monday night, dude.
You're time to make the call.
Anything with Giancarlo Esposito, man. Great show, dude.
Yeah. I'm all. I can't wait for that.
We got Disenchantment on the 17th on Netflix. So that's a Mac running.
Oh, that's right. Comedy.
Yeah, the Futurama, like Simpsons type.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's for the same writer, creator. Yeah. This is the Futurama. Yeah. And the voice actors, as a matter of fact. But I've seen plenty of previews. I've seen enough snippets. It looks really good. It's funny. And it's obviously it's Netflix, so it's going to be edgy.
That's what I'm saying. And I like that it's on Netflix and go a little further than the Canon Network TV.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that bowls well. Really well.
No restrictions. So, you know, cut off the strings.
Exactly. Yes.
Jack Ryan, Amazon Prime.
August something.
Well, looking forward to that show.
I think it's August 31st, I think.
Yeah. I'm not excited, but I'm
all over that.
Yeah.
I know Mike. I think Mike's excited for that one.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I caught up on The Tick. I know it's like left field, like whatever, but I never saw it.
I love the tick.
Well, love's a strong word, but it's good.
It was funny.
They had the best activation at Comic-Con was that whole setup. The zip line, VR, escape room. I mean, they went all out on that show. It was pretty.
I can appreciate that, but it doesn't improve the quality of the show.
On the show.
but it's a good show.
It was just okay.
It was fine.
And then last, at the end of the month, on the 31st, Ozark, Emmy nominated Ozark.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'll watch that. That'll be on. I'll be watching it.
Yes, too. That one I'm hyped for. Yeah, I love the first season.
Yeah, the first season was actually very cool.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that was really well made. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it came out. I don't think anybody saw that coming as a good show, and then it just came out of nowhere.
I mean, we had seen it. I mean, we watched it. Nowhere.
Yeah. Actually, no, because Micah brought up that. I mean, I'll give my credit. He asked how I seen the trailer.
Yeah, he said
he brought it to our attention when it first came out. So it was on the radar.
I apologize for that, Mike.
Come on, we're ahead of the game here. George.
Actually, I showed Jose the when we were at the Mummy when we were at the Mummy preview.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I showed you the trailer.
That was the best part about the whole night was that trailer.
Before we wrap up, a couple of things we forgot to talk about last week as far as Comic-Con. Cody, you know, just
oh yes, I forgot. Yes.
Yeah, one, as far as speaking of activations, you had mentioned that you wanted me to hit the Taco Bell.
Yeah, Demolition Man.
Yeah, 25th anniversary of Demolition Man. I didn't go. I don't know where it was, but I hear one of the best things there. I mean, you know, it was only open at night. The wait out the door was like 2 hours to try to get in to get some damn food. But they went all out with the food, the menu, the setup. I mean, it was like you went, you know, I'm the future in Demolition Man with Taco Bell, dude.
I guarantee there was, and you know, you never hear 2 hour wait at Taco Bell very often in the same sentence.
you should have gone into the bathroom to see if they had the seashells.
Yes,
they had those seashells in the bathroom, but obviously they didn't explain what the seashells were. they were actually fun. You would hit the seashells to flush the toilet and stuff. It was pretty funny, dude.
Oh, they did have that.
Yeah. Well, dude, I would look. When I'm hungry, I'm not waiting anywhere. Not even talking about it for 2 hours. But it was still cool. But you know, we found before.
Go get food somewhere else, and you wait in line when you're not hungry.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever.
I saw that movie like a month ago again.
Yeah,
that movie's still great.
Great. Okay.
Well, great. Fun. Great. No.
Yeah.
It's okay. Fun. That's fair. No, I like Demolition Man. It was good. I like it. You know.
Phoenix, you know. Yeah. One last thing. So, this one came out of nowhere. I didn't find out about it the next day. But the writers of Rick and Morty were at Comic Con and they had an impromptu radio show, like at 10 o'clock at night, behind in little grassy knoll behind the convention center. They set up a stage. Couple microphones, people could just walk up, put on some headsets, and they had a live radio show, live podcast of Rick and Morty creators, dude. And they were just off the cuff, drunk, talking all sorts of crap for like a couple hours to the people who were there who knew this was unannounced. They just showed up, set up, and went at it, dude.
God.
I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me, dude? I mean, they went off topic. Oh, yeah, I know. They were drinking, and they went in all sorts of directions from what I heard. I mean, it was just comedy gold.
Damn. George, there's just some. Morty,
if you, there's like a lot of YouTube crap where you can like listen to them just spitballing.
Yeah.
Not part of the show, and it's just hilarious.
Oh,
George, like, you watch it, George? Do you watch Rick and Morty?
George,
I guess not.
I guess that's enough.
Man down.
George had
man
to
down.
See a man by the horse.
Well,
George went back to his old ways and his Marceau impression.
I guess he's
returned for the special episode.
I think he has to go watch, catch up on Rick and Morty. He hadn't caught up yet. I think that's what it is.
Maybe he's secretly watching the last season, Once Upon a Time. Is anyone saying anything?
What happened?
There he is.
Sorry. What happened?
Take a piss in your own time, dude. We're talking about Rick and Morty. Do you watch that?
No, I don't.
At all?
Don't watch it. Sorry. I know it's a very good show. It's very popular. But, sometimes it's too late for me. So, you know, like, I haven't seen it. So, sorry, guys.
Too late.
Hey, Chewy.
It's on Hulu. All 30 episodes.
I don't have Hulu, bro.
You can watch them on
Space Ace, I guess.
Cody, man.
I watch it on Space Ace.
Yeah, and you know, it's not late, George. You can watch it anytime you want. Did you just hit play?
Okay. I'll make sure I watch it.
I'm just saying, you can watch it.
It's on demand, too.
Hit play. Yeah, I'll
actually,
do that.
I'm just saying,
guys. Chewy.
Speaking of which, yeah, go ahead.
Are you down with the Venture Brothers?
Down to what?
The Venture Brothers.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, man. You got to get into that, dude.
What are we talking about now?
It's another Adult Swim show.
Oh, okay.
The Venture Brothers.
I thought you were talking about your neighbors or something. Like, who are you talking about now?
No.
I mean, you say adult.
Chewy's like, going to like that show. Trust me. Chewy, you'll be on it.
Is it on early so George can watch it? Or is it?
No. No early bird crap.
Okay. Hey, George, what is...
Catch the Golden Girls reruns.
George, what is too late for you? What does that mean? And George wants to go take a shit now.
Let me ask you a question. Would you watch a Golden Girls remake?
The original cast?
Yes.
Speaking of which, at the ABC booth, they were hawking Golden Girls swag shirts, sweaters, and stuff. I was like, is that a sign? They're bringing it back?
Wow.
Yeah, I hope not. God.
I mean, wow. I know Betty White's alive. Is anybody else alive? I don't even know.
Estelle Getty is alive.
I think Real Perlman or whatever her name was died.
Well, Real Perlman.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Real
Perlman.
Her name is Rhea something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that was Real Perlman. Whatever.
That was Blanche,
Perlman
right?
was married to Danny
Blanche?
DeVito.
Blanche, that's right. Yeah. I can't believe Chewie actually
Blanche
knows
Dubois.
The names.
Mike
knows both names.
Exactly.
Jesus
Christ. Right, anyway, that's all I got to say. We're good.
In the day, there was only three channels, pal.
And PBS.
What do you mean? Back in your day, Mike, it was just radio. It was War of the Worlds, the serial,
The Shadow Knows.
It was hand puppets for Mike, the Mike household, the Rose household.
Finger puppets, get it right.
Marionettes, yay.
Let's get out of control.
Punch and
Judy. The Jetsons, man. They had like a little, they were like chiseling it on the tablet to tell a comic book story, Mike has seen a lot of change since then. But either way, is Joyce there? Joyce died.
I think he lost connection or internet or something, so I guess we'll sign off for him and thank him for showing up.
Bye,
again.
George. Thanks for the show.
George, we appreciate having you here. We'll do this again soon. We love having you on the show.
Hey, I'm still here. Swag.
Oh, there he is.
George!
I'm still here. He's back.
You're doing number two in the back?
I'm still here. I'm still here. Sorry.
Your internet went down.
We should have George in every three or four shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still here.
Just to show up.
It's always
and throw
a pleasure
up.
To be back.
Well, as we were saying, yes, George, again, it's great having you on, joining us
again.
Yeah,
I heard.
We definitely want to have you on soon again.
Definitely, man. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, we'll do like a top 10 thing with George. I won't do one of those with George. I mean, I'll come up with something.
We're going to do a Dale at some time as well. We lost that game.
Dale.
We'll do some Dale. Okay, we'll plan something. We'll get a little Dale. We'll get a little best of the best going on with George. Get his take on that. I'll come up with a quick little top 5 kind of thing we could do together.
Quick, George. Top 5 Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Wow.
Time Cop 1, 2, 3, 4,
time
5.
Cop, yeah, no. Time Cop, Kickboxer. I'm thinking.
Blood Sport.
Yeah, Blood Sport. Jean-Claude Van Johnson. By the way, Jean-Claude Van Johnson was actually pretty good. That was.
But that's not
JVC,
a movie.
JVCD.
Yeah.
Yeah, JVCD, man. I was upset that it got canceled, like after one season, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm not surprised. I liked it, but let's not get crazy.
Let's see. That's it. Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Double Impact.
We went through 5. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And then you can't forget Street Fighter.
We can forget it. We can forget it.
And Malo, but
come on, man.
Good.
The late great Raul Julia.
No, dude. I can forget. I totally
forget. And Universal Soldier, and maybe the Expendables.
Oh my God. With Dolph Lundgren, that's right.
See, there you go, himself. Man.
That's right.
Why we bring George in here.
Comedy gold.
Jesus, it's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's gold.
But now, now we're running out of time. So, George, we'll do it in a couple weeks. I'll come with a couple things we can do.
Let me know.
Anything else, fellas, before we sign off here? Last words for you, gentlemen?
No, man, always a pleasure to be here. You guys know you reach out and I'm there. Yeah, just let me know.
We appreciate that. Mike?
I just want to thank all my peeps for reaching out and saying happy birthday to me, especially Chewy, who made a comment about my age again, but he's not that far behind me.
No.
My comment, 20 is a long time.
Was you didn't want any religious or political posting, so I just put the Ezekiel, I think it was 32:16 or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yeah. The path of the righteous man is beset against the
evil man. Right. Anything that has to do with Pulp Fiction is awesome.
True.
Fair enough. Chewy, last words.
Great time, guys. Shout out to
Marcellus. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
Vin Rains when he was in shape, kind of.
Yeah.
Shape-ish, okay.
Ving Rhames, hate Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Jesus, he misses Wallace.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the next show, whatever, a week from now, a week and a half from now, and see what else is going on.
All right, everybody, we appreciate it. Check us on Facebook. We put all the latest trailers, reviews, and et cetera, news, what's going on. We'll see you guys next time. All right, gentlemen.
You got it.
Peace.